Right, this is the real one. The one before where it says that's the first one, that's not it. This is the real one. Testing. All right. Starts now. So right now we're standing in front of 920 Ridge. I'm standing here with Diana, and this is the first house that we lived in when we moved here in 1997. I only got to live here for a year, because the family that owns it and built it was moving someone in, but it was quite an amazing thing. I'm posting some pictures from inside on the site, because you really can't get a sense of what it's like inside. So as I talk about it, we're going to turn to my left and walk over to the corner of Julian and then turn up. So at 920 Ridge, that's one of the older houses in this area, and it was built by hand by the father, or now the grandfather, of the couple that owns it and lives in it now, old-time Texans, and he was a carpenter, and he built the whole thing, and inside it's all wood panel with all kinds of amazing built-in shelves and beautiful golden oak floors. And we were talking the other day about how in this climate the whole house is only cooled by a single window unit in the living room. And yet we don't really recall it being particularly hot. And I think it's because the house was built with care and love by one hand instead of by a company. And the walls are thick and insulated, the ceiling has a big attic, and it's all built very tightly, there's no air coming in, and it stays moderate inside even when it's hot outside. It's an amazing place. Here we're stopped at the corner of Ridge and Julian on the west side where the bench is. It's an amazing house. It goes back to the bayou. There's two greenhouses and an art studio. Beautiful stuff there. So now we're at the corner of Ridge and Julian, and we're looking at the little bench set into the sidewalk and the little fountain with coming out of the blue vase. It's a great place to sit and rest if you're tired or if it's too hot. A real homey touch for this part of the Heights. Over here, it's very old and well kept, and I think that might be where the old gas station was. Right. That was the spot. There used to be a gas station in there from, I think, the 1920s. And I remember hearing that it was taken out because of environmental laws and such, and now it appears to be an open garden or something. I can't tell which house is attached to. But I drove around looking for the old gas station and then realized that was it.
There. Or it's reminiscent of another weird house we looked at with a weird...
The tall, like, watchtower. We're coming up the street now, and I'm going to be commenting a lot on the trees. The Heights, especially this part, is a really good place for tree lovers, because a lot of the trees have been here a long time, and the place has stayed... it hasn't been taken over by a lot of the... urban professional Disneyland and drunkening stations that some parts of the Heights have. And a lot of this area, the trees stay, they're old, and because of the great downturn that the Heights had for a long time, they weren't taken out or cut, and they've just been left, a lot of them. It's quite amazing things. We're standing in front of a fig tree, and then appears to be a peach or a nectarine tree. And we're walking up on this side of the street. It's a beautiful tree line and very quite well-kept family trees around here. There's a lemon tree here. And it carries a lot of the flavor of the Heights that it was when we got here before the prices zoomed up. People who care and stay for a long time, even though there's construction here.
Area was at the time.
Well, at the time we arrived, We had come from Vermont, and it was the middle of a heat wave in the summer. And we went in that house, and I remember leaving to go walk to the bayou to the park and walking about 30 feet and then turning around saying, forget it, because it was just too blazing hot. So that's mostly, I think, what we were focused on. But later, you come back to it, and it's quite a beautiful little spot.
It's so lush. The lawns and all the planting.
Yeah.
The houses are nice, too, but I'm just particularly struck by the greenery. Right?
Yeah. So I'm going to cross the street here. We're almost at the corner of Bernie and Julian. And I'm walking across. We're here at this old, gnarled crepe myrtle across the street. So we're walking across and standing by that. This old crepe myrtle, I'd estimate it's at least 70 or 80 years old, maybe older. And unlike a lot of the crepe myrtles around, it looks like it was never pruned or trained and was able to just grow as these things grow kind of naturally. And if you touch it, if you walk over and you give it a slap here, you give it a good slap, the wood is like steel. And it doesn't really have bark on it. And our daughter, when she was little, used to love to walk over to them and hit them, and she'd say, it's so metal. Because that was the word she had for smooth and hard. And you look at this, it's just a beautiful example of a sort of wild, odd-looking, old tree here in the Heights, and a great example of a crepe myrtle. It almost looks like a bonsai tree grown to full size. When we were first here, I didn't like crepe myrtles here. We're going to walk up now on this side with the crepe myrtle, that side of Julian. We're still walking north and eventually heading toward Bayland. I didn't like crepe myrtles because I associated them with the intense heat that we could barely stand when we first got here. But now I like them because of the very amazing variety of shapes they can take. Some look like Dr. Seuss trees. Some look like, you know, French Bois de Boulogne, you know, highly cultivated trees. Some look like ancient. Some look like bonsai. It's amazing.
Look at that.
And as we come up here, we're starting to enter this row of overhanging live oaks. And that's where we're headed up at Bayland, is another oak street. I think one of the beautiful things up here in the Heights is that it has these kind of very typical, or what used to be typical, Houston streets with the big, gnarled, overhanging oak trees that provide shade and give a sense of comfort and a sort of cathedral look to it. And these are still here, even with the new construction.
And the hurricanes.
And the hurricanes, too, yeah. And we're walking up through this, and this is what used to be one of my favorite little spots to come through.
Oh my gosh.
As we approach Euclid, because... And these are crepe myrtles. On one side of the street, you have these beautiful live oaks. And then on this side, the right side, there's this row of very old, very tall crepe myrtles, much taller than you ever see them. These are, some of these look like they're 30, 40 feet tall, with those giant steel trunk root stumps they've had. If you've ever tried to take out a crepe myrtle stump, it's almost impossible. That's a really lovely little spot. We're walking through here in the summer. Some of this stuff is blooming now because we just had a rain. The clouds are keeping the sun off, so it's not quite as hot as it was when we first moved here. And a little odd fact about the Heights, Bonnie and Clyde had a house here in the Heights. I believe it was over around Oxford Street and Harvard, somewhere around there. They had a little bungalow that they used to come to and use as a hideout when they were trying to lay low during their relatively brief spree. They really were only the criminals that we know them as for about 7 months between starting their crime spree and getting shot up in that car. But they used to come here to the Heights. And I'll leave out the story about the serial killer from the 70s. That's something different. And now we're entering some more. Even with all these, the new construction around here, the trees around here are amazing, and they've kept them, these overhanging oaks next to the shiny new pine-smelling fences of the new construction. At least they're not townhouses, they're real houses. Yeah. The houses are getting bigger, but at least they're staying in the general fashion. There's another beautiful crepe myrtle up here and some oaks. This was an area that really formed our perception of Houston when we first got here. The idea of it as this small, bungalow-filled, shady, very family-oriented, neighborhood-y kind of place that felt in some way very southern, but its own kind of thing with the shady ice houses and the sort of laid-back, quiet, friendly atmosphere. And not all of Houston is like this, but this was what we saw. When we came here, a lot of the artists and writers we knew lived in the Heights because it was still cheap and people could easily get from each other's houses.
There wasn't anywhere to eat.
That's changed. But we're now at Bayland. We're at the corner of Julian and Bayland. And we're going to stop here on the corner. And if you stand out here in the shade and look to your left or your right, particularly the right, you see what I think is one of the most beautiful streets in all of Houston. There are oak-lined streets like this in other places, but this one I think is the best because it's got... It's right near here, the lights in the Heights. And if you look down to your right, the streets just become this whole cathedral of overhanging oaks that are like protective Heights spirits. And they make it feel beautifully warm and welcoming. And these houses, unlike some of the other oak-lined streets, are really small, modest family houses, families who've lived here a long time. And it's just a very relaxed feeling that is gone from some parts of the Heights, but here it's pretty much like it was. And from this spot, you can, on your own, walk in either direction and check out the houses. Maybe you'll see the gentleman who comes out to water his lawn twice a day in a skirt and high heels. And just enjoy the quiet country atmosphere in the middle of this big city. Goodbye.